T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council to consider improvements to Delano neighborhood and Stryker Sports Complex area.
Two.
Fidelity Bank robbed in East Wichita. Suspect is a woman.
One.
Earthquakes rattle parts of 3 central Kansas counties. No damage or injuries reported. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You might have noticed that yesterday, and definitely noticed it this morning, especially if you have to fill up, gasoline prices jumping yesterday, going up from $2.25 a gallon up to $2.45 a gallon. That's the new price we got out there today. $2.45 a gallon gasoline. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. The online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny again. Tomorrow's high again, 89. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour and 72 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Trump approval rates climbing. Glenn Beck coming up, 9 o'clock, right here on KNSS. The Steve and Ted poll on the website, knssradio.com. What is your preferred grocery checkout bagging option? Reusable gets 21% in our poll. Paper, 25%. And plastic gets 54%. In other words, the one that's most harmful to our atmosphere is the one that our people on the website prefer. Steve and Ted poll question right there on knssradio.com. E-cigarettes are getting more people sick, and appealing flavors are a big reason why.
This is House Call for Health. When it comes to vaping, flavor plus solvents equals trouble. Health investigators are trying to pinpoint the cause of nearly 400 cases of lung illnesses affecting people who used e-cigarettes. Some are looking at chemical solvents. Others focus on the flavors, like menthol and vanilla, added to make the vaping experience more appealing. Dr. Julie Zimmerman, a researcher at Yale School of Medicine, says her team has found evidence of something else.
There are chemical reactions happening between the flavor compounds and the solvents that are used, the liquid that is actually used to carry the nicotine and flavors in these products. So what is being added by the manufacturer is not actually the chemical compounds that the users are being exposed to. There are chemical reactions happening in the liquid after they're packaged and put on the shelf.
But still, the precise cause has not been found. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed lower Monday as a spike in oil prices raised fresh worries about the strength of the global economy. The Dow fell 142 points, breaking an 8-day win streak. S&P 500 closed down 9, and NASDAQ closed down 23 points. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, tax expert says Wichita manufacturers might be leaving money on the table. CPA Brian Elmore says some companies are assuming they don't qualify for R&D tax credits when they actually do. Elmore works at Koch, Seedoff, and Hand & Dunn. He says he works with small and medium-sized manufacturing companies. Sometimes they don't realize what qualifies the company for the tax credits. Wichita developer George Laham has taken on a new business partner. Laham is the developer of the Bradley Fair Shopping District at 21st and Rock. He'll announce that a company, rather he did announce that a company called WS Development will help him continue to build out the area. The announcement says WS will use its deep retail relationships to bring new offerings to Wichita. They say Trader Joe's is the first example. And a new survey finds that nearly half the manufacturing companies that supply the Boeing company expect a production cut on the 737 MAX product line. An investment firm surveyed 40 companies that supply the MAX program and found that 47% believe another rate decrease is coming. The aircraft has been grounded since March. The company thinks the plane will be back in the air this year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I have a close relative who's going to be working at Trader Joe's when they open.
Well, there you go.
And he's been up there, apparently, for an interview and said, hey, it's going to be a pretty cool place.
So, yeah.
Some place to go. All right. Trader Joe's. Sunday afternoon, longtime parking offender was arrested in southeast Wichita. You talk about a scofflaw.
Oh.
This happened in the 2400 block of East Menlo. 30-year-old man booked for parking more than 15 minutes in a loading zone.
All right.
For not parking within marked spaces.
Okay.
And for 37 parking-related arrest warrants.
Oh!
At least one of them dating back to 2016. This guy apparently thinks those all those white lines and all those rules about parking are not for him.
He just parks that old Cadillac wherever he wants.
He just puts his sled wherever he wants it to be. And now he's in probably going to be some legal ramifications for that young man.
Yeah,
probably got some fines. He's going to have to collect some dimes.
Yeah, do something. today is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. It commemorates the on this day, members of the U.S. Constitutional Convention signed the Constitution in 1787 on September 15th. So we were talking earlier. Bill, I'm going to throw you a little quick one here. What is your idea? What is your definition of being a good citizen? What do you think makes a good citizen?
Well, I believe that certainly paying your taxes and being involved in the republic that that we have been given, I think, is being a good citizen. Giving your opinion on things that are going on in your community. That's what I think a good citizen
is. Ted, anything you want to jump in there with?
Someone who makes pies. That's a good citizen.
Pies are good, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Steve?
I encourage everyone to share their opinions, but I also encourage them to be tolerant enough to listen to other people's opinions and not automatically call them dirty names when they disagree.
That's an important part of it, that's for sure.
Fewer and fewer of those folks
around. I'd like to see a little more tolerance. No, I really would like to see a little more tolerance of other philosophies, but pay your taxes.
How dare you?
Keep your nose clean.
That's right.
All right. All right, guys, Wichita City Council to discuss improvements near the Stryker Sports Complex. That story coming up, news at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stand by for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
For four generations, folks in Wichita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.